Hi, I'm Joe Feeks, editor of Pig Health Today, and with me is Dr. Dave Baumert, and he's a tech service veterinarian for Zoetis. Dave, great to have you here.
Good morning.
We're going to talk about stress, and we know that people get stressed. We all get stressed in our jobs, but pigs get stressed too, don't they?
Yeah, they certainly do.
What brings on stress in pigs?
Well, we can have stress brought on by a number of things. I'm going to step back just a second to try and reduce some stress and lay out a definition. So stress, as I see it, is any condition that causes a pig to have to adapt, to something other than his normal environment, his normal homeostatic, just lounging around as we'd like to see pigs do. So with that being considered, the types of stress we see with pigs would be things like heat stress, crowding, shortages of feed or water, even social stress. If we put pigs into an environment with other pigs that they're not familiar with, that can create stress. And again, all of these cause the pig to have to adapt to something other than what's normal for him.
So it seems like a lot of things that stress out people stress out pigs as well.
Absolutely. They're as social creatures as we are, and some of the stresses are very similar.
And so what's the impact of that?
Well, we see the impact of stress on pigs will affect them across production, reproduction in the case of our sows, and even their immune system is impacted by stress. When pigs have to adapt to something that they're not comfortable or familiar with, it will affect their immune system, and then the downfall of that, of course, is more disease risk to those pigs to have to manage.
All right, so Dave, we've established that there's a lot of things that can stress out a pig, but what's the outcome of stress?
Well, so the outcome of stress in pig production can be seen across most of the various aspects of pig production itself. We can see the outcome of stress on immunity. When pigs are stressed, that within the pig itself, the pig's response is to produce a series of hormones and peptides within their system. The end result being the release of cortisone or cortisone-like products. In the very short term, a pig that produces cortisone will attempt to overcome stress. And if we're talking a few minutes, then that's good for the pig. But if stress is prolonged, if the period of stress, whether that be crowding or heat or a new environment, if this period of stress goes on for time that's measured in hours or days or weeks, then this release of cortisone, the pig's response to stress, becomes a negative factor. And this release of cortisone can impact the pig's immune function. Release of cortisone will decrease the effectiveness of white blood cells. It will decrease the number of antibodies. And in the case of pigs that are already ill or diseased, stressed pigs can actually release more disease organisms into the environment and infect their cohorts. So certainly the impact of stress on the health of the pig is one outcome. Other outcomes of stress have to do with the effect of stress on pig production and reproduction. The reproduction we can talk about pretty quickly, in that those same stress hormones or cortisones that the pig releases, those have a negative effect generally on normal pig hormones like prostaglandins and progesterone, the things that keep gilt cycling and keep sows pregnant. Stress will decrease the effectiveness of those functions.
Well, and all of this really makes sense because, again, if you don't mind me bringing it back to people, when people get stressed all the time, sometimes they develop ulcers, for example. I mean, do we see a similar pattern in pigs? Are they going to be more susceptible to gut health problems, for example, when they get stressed?
Oh, absolutely. Stressing pigs, one of the unfortunate stresses within a production system can be a lack of feed or intermittent feed outages. We see the outcome of those types of stresses, the nutritional stresses on pigs, certainly will produce ulcers in groups of pigs or certainly the stressed pigs within the group. So yes, pigs are very similar to people in that is one response to stress. The other thing that we see within production systems, and now we're looking at the tail end of the production cycle, is when pigs are going to market. Pigs face a stressful situation when they move from the farrowing crate to a weaned to finish barn or nursery, but they face a similar stress again when they move from the finishing stage to their final market or harvest plants. And that's been measured, and what we see is that out of the 100 and some million pigs that go to slaughter every year in the U.S., unfortunately, there's about 0.5% of those pigs that arrive at the plant as downer pigs or fatigue pigs. And these are pigs that have just not been able to adapt to the stresses of being loaded, transported, the social stress of just putting pigs into a transport vehicle with buddies they're not really used to. So certainly being a downer pig is a stress.
You mentioned the breeding herd before and fertility problems. And again, I come back to people. You know, there are cases where people have a hard time maybe starting a family because they find that they're both stressed and the doctor says, hey, you just got to settle down, take it easy. And I mean, is this what's happening with the pigs too? You get into some reproductive problems when the pigs get stressed out?
The pigs generally don't face the financial implication of a new job and getting restarted, but certainly pigs during the growing phase, the effect of oncoming crowding as pens become full, looking for feed every morning, looking for water every day, you know, those types of stresses will certainly interfere with guilt, fertility, the growing of gilts, their future fertility, and even their offspring. There's recent work being done now that clearly shows that if we take growing gilts, the future of our sow herds, and if we heat stress those gilts during the growing phase, it has enough effect on the eggs that they are to be ovulating down the road that their offspring will not perform as well as the offspring from gilts that are raised in a lesser stress environment. So there are really a number of both short-term and long-term reasons for us as caretakers of our pigs to reduce stress, the types of stress at every opportunity for the good of the pig.
And let's fast forward now to the baby pigs. I mean, I would imagine that weaning has got to be the most stressful period in a pig's life.
At weaning time, we tend to roll together a lot of stressors upon a pig population. We will certainly nutritional changes. Those little characters are going from a milk diet to generally a dry ration. So there is a nutritional change both in texture and in character. There's changes in environment. They're no longer in a close environment to the sow. They're in larger growing environments. And these pigs, depending on the temperature management of the barn, they may have either a heat stress in the summer or some sort of a drafting or chilling effect in the wintertime. Again, all depending on the quality and skill of the caretaker who has to oversee those pigs to try and reduce the stressors those pigs face.
And there's been a lot of research in recent years, I believe, showing that getting away from the real early weanings of, let's say, 14 days, bringing it out to 21 or even 28 days has a lot of economic benefit.
Absolutely. We can talk another time about the advantage to a sow being able to take 23 to 28 days to recover before she's reintroduced to the boar and rebred. Certainly advantages to her to allow a little more recovery time, but to the pigs themselves, as you referred to, if we take small pigs and wean them at a 14 or 15 days of age, which was common in the 90s, if we take those same pigs, they do not adapt to stress. They do not have the capabilities to respond to the stressors of being moved and weaned nearly as well as a more modern pig that's weaned at the 23 to 28 days of age. So certainly a longer lactation, an older pig at weaning produces or provides a pig that's more able to go through this adaptation with less negative effects of the stressors that we place on them.
So knowing about stress is one thing, doing something about it is another. What can producers do to try to minimize stress in their herd?
Well, education is always important. If we have producers who understand what these various stressors can be, as opposed to just see them and not recognize them for what they are, producers that are educated on the various types of stressors, be it crowding, nutritional management, facilities, ventilation, even the social interaction, having pigs that can compete well with each other at the feeder and the water space and for nursing and resting areas. If the producer is well educated, professional caretakers, as we recognize the various stressors that pigs could potentially face, we see it as our opportunity or our obligation to reduce those stressors to the point where a pig can handle them, to where the pig can adapt without going through this cascade of negative biological effects.
What about transportation? Because you mentioned that as a major stressor. What can we do on moving day, so to speak, to try to reduce the amount of stress in these animals?
So moving day for young pigs needs to be a calm and quiet process. We need to move these small pigs in lots numbers of pigs that are easy to move quietly and calmly and put them into it, into a transport vehicle that is equipped for them, in other words, properly bedded, temperature controlled, and the offloading people need to have as much, need to take as much care with the pigs as the people that put the pigs on the vehicle in the first place. And then on our market animals, we also need to pretty much follow the same general guidelines. Market hogs should be loaded with as much patience and care as can be afforded to those pigs, because again, our goal is to take a quality product, present it to the market without having an undue number of these downer distressed pigs arriving at the final destination.
So, I mean, it really comes down to kind of stepping outside of yourself and being more sensitive to the pig's needs.
Absolutely. It's our job to recognize what could potentially stress a pig and then take steps to intervene for the pig's good.